This is GQDN for Friday, January 9th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/GQ26. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest after you go get Quest Worthy, if you want it. Strawberry. You get 25% off of your purchase if you put in the promo code Quest. And repeat it because that's the way I talk. Bye. Patreon.com/group quest. Good stuff. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have old Phil Spencer. He got in there. We're going to the esports corner, and there's a Wii U dev kit controller. But we're going to start today with hardware. WCC UpTech has reported that the Steam Machine price has leaked, and the prices may be for the 512GB model, $950. For the 2TB model, $1,070. They also did a rating for the rumor assessment. The source was 2 out of 5, corroboration was 2 out of 5, technical was 4 out of 5, and timeline was 5 out of 5. Which means it's 65% probable. Now, the info came from Alza, which is a Czech Republic retailer and is one of the Czech's largest retailers. Now, the listing for the Steam Machine with the user Hejden did find a similar pricing structure for the product. And they did say that the post did indicate the actual price could be lower than the conversion estimates, for which WCC UpTech did say that was correct due to Alza and Smarty.cz. So, Hajden did get up on X and said, quote, "Firstly, I am Czech, so I am verified and it truly is in source code. Secondly, the price, especially in US, will be definitely lower due to import tax and retailer markup in the pricing." And he showed a picture of what that would be, including the source codes. Now, further quote, "Additionally, one of the largest retailers in Czech Republic, Alza, has similar pricing structure hidden in the code. Now, the 512GB model in the Czech Republic will be 19,826 CZK, which is approximately $950 in the US. And the 2TB version will be 22,305 CZK, or $1,070. So, that's the way that it looks right now. Keep in mind, this is just rumors. But usually when we see this, the rumors usually prove to be true. Now, Valve did not make any official announcements about the price, but they did say that there are multiple sides of the tech industry that price the hardware according to the current memory crisis. And that's where the company could be subsidizing the price of the new box. But the answer was no. And that's what the software engineer at Valve, Pierre-Luc Dreyfus, did say. Quote, "No, it's more in line with what you might expect from the current PC market. Obviously, our goal is for it to be a good deal at that level of performance. And then you have features that are actually really hard to build if you are making your own gaming PC from parts. Things like small form factor, the noise level that we achieved, or lack thereof, is really impressive, and we are excited that people are going to find out how quiet the thing is." Now, that could be in the spring 2026 release. We will see the prices then, so we got a few months to wait. But what could you find on there, on your Steam as it is right now? Silent Hill F. GamingBolt.com to say the Silent Hill F writer was told by the producer that Silent Hill is a phenomenon, not just a town. That's a quote, by the way. And GamingBolt did say that the writer, Rikushi07, did reveal a series of Monty Okamoto Silent Hill was more of a phenomenon than a physical location. That's with an interview with Famatsu via GameTradar, where the writer did talk or was asking Okamoto about how Silent Hill F, despite being named after a town within the United States. It could have been said in Japan. Now, here's what Rikuchi did say. Quote, I discussed a lot of things with the series producer, Okamoto, in a meeting after I received the request to write Silent Hill F. Like, why is it set in Japan? And what exactly is Silent Hill? In the end, we came to the conclusion that Silent Hill is not just the name of a place. It's a phenomenon. Looking back, I think I was able to create a pretty satisfying base for the story and the world from this. End quote. Now, we know that Silent Hill was mostly based in the U.S., but Silent Hill is also a very good game and well received. Now, there have been some exceptions for Silent Hill, because Silent Hill 4 The Room wasn't in the town. In Silent Hill Homecoming and Silent Hill Downpour were also in separate locations. In Silent Hill F does take place in a Japanese town of Ibizuoka, words, but it's in that town. And it revolves around the trials and tribulations of Shimizu Enoko, which is set in the 1960s. Now, the director, Aang, did talk about the town, and that was created thanks to the discussions between Konami and Rikuchi. And they were all talking how the developer, Neobards Entertainment, pitched it to Konami and included assurances that the story would be or would feel like Rikuchi work. It was a good discussion piece. But if you play games, likely you have Discord. Well, not anymore. It's not just video games that have Discord. A lot of people do. And that's why Discord via Eurogamer.net could be going public. And that was according to Bloomberg. Because Discord filed for IPO, which is a move for them to go public. So what would happen after that? Well, on the business side, there would be changes to leadership. And they could help the company have millions of users that could use it every day, like we do for Group Quest, for instance. So, what would happen to those of us users? Eurogamer talked to George Osborne, the creator of the video game industry memo and author of Power Play Video Games, Politics, and the Global Battle for Influence. So, Eurogamer did ask, what does potentially going public mean for Discord? Osborne answered, quote, the first thing I'll say is that I don't think it's much of a surprise that it's going public. It's been talked about for many years. Companies received lots of investments over the past decade. There was a $500 million round that happened in 2022. When you're getting a business that's valued at $15 billion, whether or not that's what its final public valuation is, the investors are going to want to cash out at some point. There's not an obvious route to an acquisition. Going public is the obvious way to go. And that's the way they've gone. In terms of the impact and the business, I think the most obvious impact is that Discord is going to have to monetize as effectively as possible. It's a business that has made a decent amount of cash each year, but it's never achieved profitability by all accounts. End quote. Now, they did get into how challenging it would be for striking that balance and what it's going to do with gaming, along with other things. But Discord is going to go public. This got some attention, too, from the Esports Corner. Big did sign a superstar rifler, Blame, from Fnatic. Berlin's International Gaming has signed Benjamin Blame F. Bremer from Fnatic. The superstar has joined the team ahead of the 2026 season and will take up the IGL duties on the roster. And the roster did see the organization through the second half of last year. That's where Lucas Fries-Hegman did lead that. And Big did emerge victorious in smaller events, at the CCT European Series number 12. The Chennai Esports Global Championships 2025 as well. But Johannes Tabson Witzer will continue his role as rifler in the team. He is set to be one of the top players in the FPS games. In fact, Fnatic got up on X and said, as we approach the 2026 season and a new major cycle, we're announcing a change to our Counter-Strike team. Today we part way with Blame FFF, who is transferring to another organization, and we want to sincerely thank Benjamin for his professionalism, impact, and contribution. In fact, Blame F will be the team captain, and the assistant coach will be Tizian. Counter-Strike for the esports league, that's huge. We're going from huge to interesting, because my Nintendo News did say that a Wii U dev kit controller was revealed, because somebody on Reddit did manage to get their hands on the rare Wii U dev kit controller, but they didn't disclose on how they did it or how they got it. But it did show the development kits, including the buttons, how they were used, the plug-in on the top of the controller, and they opened up the backside where the battery would go and showed that too. Interesting that someone got that controller. Now, old Phil Spencer, yeah, he got up on the video machine. Yes, he did. Because according to Pure Xbox, he revealed the Xbox 25 logo. And that is ahead of the Developer Direct. In fact, Tom Warren got up on X and said, quote, Xbox chief Phil Spencer has posted a video about Microsoft's 25 years of Xbox in the upcoming Developer Direct later this month. The video posted to LinkedIn also includes Microsoft's new Xbox 25 logo. Phil Spencer said, quote, hello everyone, I am Phil Spencer from Xbox, and happy 2026. Almost 25 years ago, on November 15th of 2001, the original Xbox launched. It's been an amazing journey, and we want to thank you all for being right there with us as we celebrate all year long. We're excited to look ahead and kick off our celebrations with a Developer Direct featuring Fable and Forza Horizon 6 from Playground Games and the Game Freak's Beast of Reincarnation. We hope you enjoy going inside the studios and hearing from the game creators themselves. End quote. But they'll have more. They always do. But will it come to PlayStation? PlayStationLifestyle.net did say that there will be more Xbox games coming to PlayStation 5. And it looks like it'll be Obsidian's Entertainment's Avowed, which is a really good game. That'll be followed by the Stoic's Towerborn. So if you play Avowed, well, you're the envoy, and you gotta do some fighting. Like I said, it's a really good game. It's gonna be coming to PlayStation 5 on February 26th, and I suggest you get it if you haven't played it before. And those that have played Avowed before, I think you would attest to what I'm saying. Indeed, indeed. This has been a Dawnforge production. Dawnforge? Wait a minute. Tomorrow night, we are back for the weekly show. So go join us at twitch.tv/Dawnforge, 6 p.m. Saturday night. Do it. This has been a Dawnforge production. 2026, all rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow night. So until then, go play some video games, people.